My name is Sarah Henderson. I am a third year student. I am studying history. My degree programme is made up of tutorials, seminars, lectures and independent learning. And I'm going to be talking about my experiences of independent learning. Independent learning is learning done in your own time to expand your knowledge upon certain subjects and topics that you may have covered in lectures, seminars or tutorials. Typically, if you want to independently learn, you would go to the library and get sources or consult course handbooks to see what else you would need to read. Typically, I would go and do my independent learning either where I'm living in my flat, or I would go to the library to do extra study, or I might find somewhere else different to mix up the place and vary places that I would work, so coffee shops or study in the history department. I would typically spend about 4 to 6 hours a day learning independently. Learning independently at the University of Edinburgh is a very different experience from learning independently at high school. You have to really think yourself about what you are going to study, what you're not going to study, what books you're going to find, what books you're not going to find. You're not given chapters to read necessarily. You're expected to be able to find these chapters for yourself. Furthermore, you're not going to be forced to do the reading or given homework. You have to take it upon yourself to do that reading by yourself with no extra tuition given. Independent learning really benefits me personally. It's really taught me about myself and how I have to use my time efficiently. It also means that I really feel I've engaged with the topic material as opposed to just looking at the bare surface when you go to lectures or seminars. Without the independent learning aspect, I feel that I wouldn't be able to discuss stuff in depth and I wouldn't be able to actually gain as much insight and knowledge into my particular topic. Initially, it can be really daunting. However, there are lots of support here. You can go and talk to your tutors about the specific reading lists that have been given to you on course handbooks. You can also ask your personal tutor if you are really struggling with the whole concept of independent learning. You can also organise study groups in your own free time so that you can discuss materials with other people and discuss certain problems you've had. Without independent learning, it's very difficult to create a good essay. You need to do independent learning and research so that you can find relevant material and enough material so that you have a better knowledge of the subject. And then you can create a really good argument and understand that argument and really think about the ideas that you've been reading about. I feel I really benefit from a diverse range of teaching methods at the University of Edinburgh. If I just had lectures, I feel that I wouldn't really participate or engage in the topic as fully. Whereas if I have lectures, seminars, tutorials, and independent learning, I really feel that I really know the subject and that I can really engage in it properly and fully.